So as important as thinking about defining recovery and understanding what it is that is most important about this idea of establishing recovery as a concept or as a goal for your clients, as important as that, and more important for us as well, is to look at where is our focus in terms of working with a client when they first come to us for that initial engagement, where they are either in a place where they're looking for something to change or for this recovery, or where they are actually in the process. So you may work with people who are already in motion, if you like, already in some kinds of chosen new engagements or behaviors, or receiving treatment or so on. So where are we actually looking? So if you look at the continuum document PDF there, which has a number of slides in it, we're just going to take a look at these so that we can make sure that we are focusing and thinking about where we are. So slide one is the overall diagram, which you will have seen before, which really represents the overall concept of how people get from the bottom of the curve back up to the top of the curve, which we of course define as wellness at the top of the curve. So at the top of the curve, we've got functional, has capacity, can use it, and so on, and we can see that this idea of something is changing and increasing around capacity from the bottom to the top of the curve. So this is our first slide. So if you can go to slide two, zoomed in here a bit. So when we talk about a recovery focus, what we're really doing is saying that the person I'm working with is really somewhere in this early part, bottom part of the curve. Now you'll see that we have included here that the person may be even on the reducing or declining side of the curve, and we see that as part of the recovery context, in the sense that it is not always the case that as soon as somebody starts working with you, things get immediately better. Often the desire for something to be different, or the desire for change, or the crisis can actually have a momentum, if you like, of its own. And that momentum will continue for a period of time until some kind of bottom point or end point or bounce off point, if you like, has been reached that starts, if you like, to be the beginning of a new momentum, which is up the curve. So your clients may be coming to you in any of those kinds of conditions. And what we want to be thinking then is, what are the specific considerations that are relevant to a person in that state? And we're going to look at that in one of the other courses. One of the other sections of this module. So this place they are at the bottom is has its own characteristics. And I've previously described it as turbulent. So it is a place where there is a lot of obvious and outward turbulence, emotional turbulence. There's often system turbulence, in the sense that the family is distressed, things are not in what's considered to be their normal or usual or familiar places, and there may even be really critical factors at play. There may in some contexts be serious consequences that are imminent, and so on. So this is an area where there is a considerable amount of turbulence. When there is a lot of turbulence, it is impossible to wave a magic wand and bring about immediate stability, because this turbulence has been developing over time, and it has its own life, and it has its own arc, if you like, which needs to play out. So if we move on to slide three, so now we've zoomed a little bit out, and we're looking at the second, if you like, circle, which is now joining up this earlier stage of the recovery focus And the second circle or second oval shape represents the tilting, if you like, or the movement to a wellness basis as opposed to an intense recovery basis. You will note that the two overlap in the middle for obvious reasons. It is unclear when exactly a person will transition, if you like, to being more focused around the recovery initiation, development and maintenance, and when they will there will be a movement inside them towards more wellness orientated characteristics. We're going to look at the way that these characteristics change in a later section. But for the moment, it's important to understand that when we're working with someone in this recovery context, we are in the circle or oval on the left, but we are aware that there is an emergent oval on the right. And so we are looking for this transitioning from one to the other. Now, from a coaching point of view, what you're going to be working with in the recovery context is a little paradoxical in the sense that it appears on a piece of paper, if you write it down, it looks pretty similar, but actually in experiential coaching terms, it is quite different to experience when you are with a client in that recovery, particularly the early phases there. You're going to be with them with quite a lot of emotional turbulence, as I said before, and the experience you're going to have as a coach is going to be quite different to when they've progressed or developed, grown, moved, whatever word we want to use, up to a wellness context where they will be considering perhaps the same things in their lives, but from a completely different and changed energetic point of view. So from a coach's point of view, we want to be thinking about what do we need to have in place as coaches whilst we work in this recovery context. We're going to cover that in a later section. So let's go to slide four. Just to refresh, this is a slide which we've also seen earlier on in the Essentials module. This is another way to express it. If you see the sliding scale on the right, there's the wellness coaching approach and there's the recovery coaching approach. And there's this idea of there's a transitional stage, which we're not quite sure how that transitional stage comes about or when it's going to come about. And the other thing to say about it is that often that transitional stage will appear to emerge and then it'll recede, like the tide coming in and out. And sometimes it can take quite a long period of time for it to become firmly established as a continuous experience for the client's life. The other thing I'd just like to point to is that on this graph, you can see that it says no upper limit. I mean, this is really the idea that there is, you know, no perceived ceiling on wellness. And I suppose that this pushes through to the idea of the idea of meaning in your life, the idea of fulfillment of your life, the idea of actualizing potential and so on, can it be capped? Does it have a sort of ceiling? I would say from my experience of working as a coach, it doesn't have a ceiling. If there is a ceiling that's reached, it's usually because a person places a ceiling there or makes a choice that effectively restricts something. It's a rather nice idea because it asks us as coaches to stay aligned to that principle that you know, people, who they are becoming and what they can become is a mystery to us, and that we do not wish as coaches to say, you know, that we know that we can anticipate or we can place over somebody the limitations of who they can become. It's an important position, I think, for coaches to take, because energetically, if you start to limit in your mind your client, they will feel that and it will impact on the way that you coach them. You will coach them within the limitations that you have placed upon them. Okay, in this next slide, you can see that same diagram as before, slide 5 has got the oval around it on the other side of that curve. Now you can see that the curve is dipping down from the left. So what we've really done here is we've jumped over to the prevention side of coaching and working as a coach with people. So as said before, we know that people don't develop serious, problematic, critical, chronic, behavioral-driven healthcare challenges overnight. You know, we don't start drinking alcohol Monday and become chronically alcoholic on Tuesday. We don't start eating ice cream on Wednesday and become, have a major obesity problem by Friday. So we know that these things take place over time. One of the big challenges that we have in our society is that we are essentially a responsive society when it comes to healthcare. So what we do is we let everyone, everyone gets ill, and then we fix them. And the way that we can intervene in people's healthcare challenges doesn't really lean towards early intervention or engagement as they come down this slope. Our proposition really is very clear. We think that coaching is an ideal intervention for that, and it is a way to work with somebody who may be running into some problems, but hasn't yet been able to figure out, maybe aware of them, but hasn't yet been able to figure out exactly what do I do to actually not have this problem that I'm engaged in, or this challenge that I'm engaged in, actually become more problematic. So when people are further up that curve, we may well have a new client with whom we work actually really in a more wellness coaching orientation than a recovery orientation. And we're going to be looking at that obviously in a lot more detail in the wellness module, which comes after the recovery module. So slide 6, moving on there. Again, this is we talked about this, about one of the ideas is to change the curve. So someone may well come to us who is, if you like, at a low point in one curve, but there is a kind of lower point that they could go to. So what I mean by that is somebody may come and things have got problematic for them, and they are seeing some things in their life and having some experiences in their life which are not critical but are significantly impactful enough for them to seek to try and do something about it. So giving us an example again, we could think about, say, somebody who has a problem, let's say, with alcohol or anxiety and stress, and it's become difficult for them to maintain their primary relationship. So what is happening is the primary relationship, perhaps with their partner, has come under stress, and now they are considering, the partner is perhaps considering ending that relationship or a separation or some kind of other quite radical point of view. And the person is thinking, well, how do I manage that? How do I perhaps stop that happening? Do I want to stop it happening? And so on. It could be that the breakup of the partnership will have other kinds of consequences, financial consequences, if there are children involved, of course, impact on children, and so on. So it may be that initial consequence will lead to other consequences which will be problematic. In this instance, the client is looking for a way to change the curve, to change the outcome of what is happening to them and what they are engaged in. And so you may well be able to work with them from a recovery point of view, although we know that some of the greater consequences of the progression of their situation haven't yet occurred. They're really just potentials in the future. We want to be thinking about how do we help people get across a raised bottom of the curve, if you like, and back up into functionality and wellness. Coming to slide 7, treatment one-off events. We want to just be mindful here that people will be coming to you may well be either in a treatment process or will be about to engage in a treatment process. The treatment that they are receiving will either be one-off events, which means that they are in a limited time-bound course of events they are going to be going through or are going through or have recently gone through, or they may be in an ongoing treatment program, which means that their healthcare challenge, if you think about type 2 diabetes is a good example, they will be in a healthcare challenge where they may be on a permanent treatment program, medication program, that they need to maintain over time. And it could be forever, or it could be for quite long periods of time. So the slide 7 shows the one-off treatment idea, and the slide 8 shows the ongoing treatment idea. In either case, you are going to be integrating these treatment events and this treatment, the relationship your client has with treatment, into the coaching process. And it by no means in any way means that recovery process, or that ongoing process we talked about when we looked at the definition, there's really no reason why this can't take place, although sometimes the focus of your client will go completely onto this treatment event, which will absorb most of their time, energy, and attention. So you will have to be coaching them whilst they go through that, and if you like, holding a frame around them which may not have much room for other things in it.